Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, December 12th. You'll be interested to know. Today is Gingerbread House Day, which celebrates a sweet tradition rich in history. Originating with professional bakers in the 17th century, gingerbread was a European art form, shaped into hearts and stars, sold in special shops. Inspired by Hansel and Gretel, German bakers crafted intricate gingerbread houses, a custom carried to America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 10 degrees with 15 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:11 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:05. It looks like we're in for a sunny Friday with a high around 33, accompanied by a light west wind. Tonight, expect clear skies with a low of 20 and a gentle northwest breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 8 with a low tide just before 2:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 48 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 35 and a light northwest wind. Saturday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunday brings a slight chance of rain after 5 p.m. with partly sunny skies and a high near 40. A chance of rain returns Sunday night with mostly cloudy skies and a low around 31. Monday continues with a chance of rain, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 46. Monday night also has a chance of rain, with a low around 38. Tuesday remains mostly cloudy, with a high near 53, and a continued chance of rain. Expect mostly cloudy skies again Tuesday night, with a low around 37. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, with stunning floor-to-ceiling views of the city, it features an open kitchen offering a seafood-centric a la carte menu crafted by renowned chef Ed Brown. Guests can enjoy a luxurious dining experience complete with a curving marble bar inspired by Boston's maritime heritage. The lounge is open from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m. with access for select ticket holders and members. Now on to sports. North Carolina's recent hiring of Bill Belichick as their football coach has raised eyebrows. Critics argue that this decision prioritizes a headline over the necessary qualifications. Belichick has never coached college football, never recruited athletes, and at 72 years old, he faces challenges in relating to younger players. His brief foray into social media, posting only 9 times, highlights a disconnection with modern recruitment tactics. While he boasts 6 Super Bowl rings, the reality is that what works in the NFL often fails in college. History shows that transitioning from the NFL to college does not guarantee success. Tonight, on Thursday Night Football, the San Francisco 49ers, at 6-7, clash with the Los Angeles Rams, who are 7-6. Both teams are battling for playoff positions in a tight NFC West race. The Rams defense, ranked 27th, faces a challenge against a 49ers offense that amassed 425 yards in their previous matchup. In local sports, the Celtics, with a dominant 19-5 record, were off last night, but are set to host the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden tonight. Jason Tatum, averaging 28.4 points per game, leads the Seas, while Cade Cunningham, with 23.9 points per game, leads the Pistons. Also tonight, the Bruins, who were off last night, are at 15-12-3 and head to Seattle to face the struggling Kraken, who are 14-14-2. Favored by 1.5, Boston aims to extend Seattle's losing streak at Climate Pledge Arena. In top news, America's megachurches are rapidly expanding, driven by strategic tactics often used by Fortune 500 companies. At Central Christian Church in Henderson, Nevada, the vibrant atmosphere attracts nearly 21,000 attendees weekly across multiple locations. Defined as congregations with over 2,000 members, megachurches have surged in growth. 70% now operate satellite campuses, up from 23% in the year 2000. This expansion relies heavily on demographics and geography. As Pastor Jack Graham of Prestonwood Baptist Church highlights, understanding community trends and drive times is essential for successful church growth and outreach efforts. In business news, in a surprising move, Meta Platforms has donated $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's inaugural fund, marking a shift in Mark Zuckerberg's relationship with the incoming president. This contribution follows a contentious election season where Trump had threatened Zuckerberg over alleged election interference. The donation reflects a broader trend among technology executives who are now working to establish ties with the new administration. Zuckerberg previously met with Trump at Mar-a-Lago, where he also gifted him Meta's Ray-Ban smart glasses, indicating a strategic effort to improve relations amidst evolving political dynamics. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is over 100,000 again. Ethereum is just over 3,900. And Goatsys Maximus is nearing 80 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Start your day on a positive note with a simple breathing exercise that takes just 1 minute and can be done before you even get out of bed. If you are feeling stressed or anxious, this technique is crucial. First, lie comfortably with your hands on your belly and take 5 deep breaths, inhaling through your nose and feeling your belly rise. Next, place your hands on your rib cage and take another 5 deep breaths, focusing on expanding your lungs. You can also add a morning mantra to enhance your mindfulness. This practice can transform your mornings and set a calm, positive tone for your entire day. And in entertainment news, Jim Carrey is stepping back into the spotlight, reprising his iconic role as Dr. Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog 3. Carrey, who previously hinted at retirement, admitted, "I need the money," during a recent interview. He humorously noted that his return was not due to cherubs or calligraphy, but rather the chance to portray a genius and financial necessity. While he has focused more on painting in recent years, Carrey remains active in film, with upcoming projects including Evergreen Pines and The Fading Summer, directed by David Robert Mitchell. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, Our quote comes from the Irish playwright and critic, George Bernard Shaw. And he said, "Life isn't about finding yourself. Life is about creating yourself." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.